Hey everyone, hey and welcome back to yet another episode of Alpha Battalica. This is your host here, Tom Cui. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're new to the show, we are taking the entire discography of one of the greatest, in my opinion, the greatest band of all time, but I appreciate there is a lot of fucking great bands out there. We're taking the entire discography of Metallica, flipping it into alphabetical order, going through song by song, more often than not with a guest. Today I'm actually riding solo. Perhaps it's an indictment of the song's quality, that being Cheat on Me from Lulu, which a lot of people, you know, just straight out don't listen to. And Lulu's kind of been a bit of a time capsule for myself, really. I like to feel that I'm well versed in Metallica's output, but I've kind of kept Lulu as something that I don't really listen to until I'm doing these episodes, so I sort of go in there fresh. And maybe that's why, as I say, maybe people aren't geared towards this song. This is the first time I've been solo in quite a while. I think Am I Savage was the last time, which was probably about a couple of months ago, and I pretty much got every song lined up to have a guest on. I should say, though, if you want to come on the show in the future, metallicapod@gmail.com is the best way to get in touch with us. Metallicapod on Twitter as well. The Twitter's more, you know, updates on the show, episodes that are coming out, me retweeting praise, the occasional gif of Kirk in some humorous situation, etc., etc. But yeah, they're the two best ways to get in touch. I should say again, metallicapod@gmail.com. If you want to come on in the future, maybe you want to tackle a Lulu song, maybe you just want to tackle a classic, let me know. Literally, all you need to do, get in touch, say, Tom, I want to do this song. I'll check my widely expansive Excel sheet. If there's a blank square next to that song, then you're down for that song. It could be a year, 2 years. This whole project is going to run for a little while. You know, at the time of us recording this, Cheat on Me, we're only about 3 or 4 months into the show, if that's, you know, very, very early days here. But we've also got the iTunes, so please subscribe. Please leave us a review on iTunes as well. They're greatly appreciated. We're getting a few through here and there. But, you know, just when people search us, just when people, the SEO, the algorithm, all that sort of weird alchemy that goes behind the scenes on Google, you know, that can help us if you leave reviews. That's greatly appreciated. Patreon.com/AlphaBattalica as well, if you want to go a little further, if you want to donate a little bit of money to the show, that helps to keep us online, that helps to pay for Podbean costs, etc., you know. And I'm so grateful, we've got 5 people that are donating at the moment, and that is just crazy to me, you know, that we're so early on and the people are giving so generously. So thank you. And I want to give a particular shout out to Kevin Van Dam, who is someone that donated recently. So especially thank you to Kevin as well. And the Patreon, you know, there's 2 tiers. The first tier is a thank you, like Kevin just received. And the next tier, you get access to content before it comes out on the channel. And at the moment of me uploading this, some particularly good stuff on there. I recorded a review of Metallica's Icon performance with great friend of the show, Dave. It's about an hour or so. We dig into that. That was a lot of fun. That's on the Patreon at the moment. Sam Wiles, my early Tom Waits co-host. He was on the show for Injustice for All. We've kicked off a brand new series for the channel, reviewing every single Metallica music video. We go in depth on the cinematography, the directors, the meaning, what we think about the video, pretty much everything but the music, which of course we're sort of more going to talk about now, but on that sort of Alpha Metallica run as a whole. But that was a lot of fun. We're sort of going to divide it into periods. So the first episode we got up there, I think it's about an hour and 20 minutes or something like that. We go through the first 6 videos, so that being 1, Enter Sandman, The Unforgiven, Nothing Else Matters, Sad But True, and Wherever I May Roam. So yeah, check that out. It's on the Patreon as well, and it'll just be on the Patreon briefly as well. Cliff Amell, I've done a sort of recap on the anniversary of Cliff's terribly sad passing on the 27th of September, just to quickly sort of, you know, eulogize and recap. It's an amazing release of material early on in the career as well. Very eye-opening and candid and enlightening and funny and fucking heavy as well. You know, it's excellent. So check that out. That's coming out on the Patreon. So yeah, that's, you know, that's what the Patreon's for, really. Gives you a little preview if you want to give back to the show. And occasionally, if I'm ahead schedule with the Alpha Metallica reviews themselves, they'll go on there as well. That's all really there all the ways. And I'm solo here, so I don't really have someone to bounce off as I normally do, or someone to sort of parade with questions. I don't mind doing these solo, and I think it kind of makes sense that maybe the Lulu tracks people aren't going to want to come on for. Maybe there's some Lulu fans out there, I don't know. I mean, this song isn't awful, you know. I guess I just get into this song. So this is Cheat on Me, and I hadn't really heard this until a few days ago when I started compiling my notes, and there's no surprise, it's 11 minutes. You know, Lulu is a long album. It's a double disc album. I think it's only got like 9-10 tracks, but a lot of the tracks are, you know, in the 10s, in the 13 minutes. Junior Dad, I think, is the longest one there. But my problem with Cheat on Me and with Lulu as a whole is that there's no real excuse for this length. Like, I like long time. I like songs that go on for a while. I love Rush. I love Iron Maiden. I am curious about Dream Theater. I'm not the biggest fan, but I do sort of like the band and the people in it. And, you know, those are bands amongst lots and lots of other bands, they like to go expansive, they like to go deep, you know, but this isn't, unfortunately, like those past bands could be tarred with. It's not prog rock, Lulu, it's more sort of stream of consciousness with Metallica backing, and for that reason, I have a gripe already with Cheat on Me. It's so fucking long, and it's a bit of an ordeal to get through as an actual listenable, engaging piece of music. I mean, it opens with some nice instrumentation, which kind of, it stays in that mode for the first 3 minutes or so, you know, significantly. It's quite ethereal, it's quite spacey. You sort of hear like a dehydrated Moog synthesizer, like that kind of, it's quite raspy, it's quite elegant and interesting, you know, and it's very un-Metallica, which I like, and you kind of have strings as well, which kind of ape that line, which kind of bulk it out to a certain thing, the thickener in a certain sense there. But yeah, it's good. I like it. It's kind of ambient. It's something that Brian Eno would play in an airport to a certain extent. And then 2 minutes after that, we get a guitar, you know, it gives it a grubby pulse, like dun 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 dun. You know, it kind of continues there. A few chorus arpeggios. It's a soundscape, as of a lot of the Lulu things. You know, it is providing a backdrop on which Lou Reed to come. And Lou Reed, he sort of comes in off time. He sort of comes in like, why do you, like, you know, and it's kind of weird actually, because I was playing this song just for when on air, and my girlfriend heard it. She was like, "What is this? Like, this is awful," you know. And she's a big fan of Lou Reed, you know, Transformer especially, which I'm sure most people are, incredible record. And this is just like, you know, it's a long cry from that. Really, it's dissonant, and there's a theme. There's a story to Lulu. I'm not going to pretend that I really understand it, to be honest with you. Some sort of prostitute, and obviously Cheat on Me is kind of recounting illustrious affairs here to a certain extent lyrically, but. Yeah, Lou's there, he's doing what he's doing. I'm not in these songs for Lou, obviously I'm here for Metallica, and I like seeing Metallica as a backing band, you know, it's very unique here. We do have James singing, as we did on Brandenburg Gate, Small Town Girl, you know, listen to that old episode with John Whitmore if you want more of that recollections there, but, you know, it's interesting in a sense, you know, as a document, but Lou just has a bit of a tin ear, really. He parades on top of it, and he just sort of, I don't know, I don't mind, like, you know, atonalism. You know, Tom Waits is like my favourite singer-songwriter ever. Like, you know, I revel in that sort of stuff to a certain extent here, but it has to have a little bit of artistry to it, and I think this is lacking that, and it just, you know, the guitar keeps going, and it just has an almost, dare I say, plodding element to it, as Lou is sort of like throwing out these aphorisms, his passionate heart that can tear us apart. He talks of having the loves of many men, but he doesn't love any of them, and, you know, Cheat on Me is the refrain, and similar to Small Time Girl in Brandenburg Gate, James is in the background there, and I like the way James sings this, actually. I do. I think James gives a lot of passion, a lot of full-throated intensity here. You can sort of, in the way James likes to sing, where he's like off the mic and sort of looking upward as he's pulling away, I can definitely see him doing that, and, you know, it provides something there that, it gives a bit of meat, it gives a bit of surface, whereas a lot of the song just, it's just quite predictable, unfortunately. You know, it's nice to hear the ethereal landscape kind of playing throughout the song. And there's many layers to this song as well. It's definitely a headphone song. I love the way the guitars sound. And I love that riff, that do-no-no-no, that kind of cranks out here and there. There's a lot going on, but it's just, it goes on for a long time as well. And it doesn't really engage me on any sort of spiritual level or any sort of, you know, level of real respect, I suppose. It's not something that I would return to. You know, these Lulu songs, you know, of course, it is Metallica, you know, and they're playing, and it's nice to hear them in this environment, as I say, but we're not counting these as proper, like, because they're kind of harder to dissect, because they don't have riffs, choruses, solos, etc. They are just this kind of meandering piece. I mean, please comment below, what do you think about Cheat on Me? You know, what are your impressions of this song? Because for me, it's a little indulgent, and I know that's kind of rich to accuse Lulu of, because that's what it kind of was, and fair enough, you know, why not? But it just, yeah, there's nothing too electrifying here. It goes on, it speeds up at the end. Lars seems to be having a lot of fun. Lou himself, his voice gains, dare I say, a little bit of character there. It's a bit of a maelstrom, sonically, you know. Again, the guitar has a sort of leaning, grinning quality, like, you know, it kind of, it's going in the corners of the song. I do like the sound of it as a whole. I think it's produced well, and it has a certain sense of menace, that a lot of the songs are a bit more hollow musically, but this has a, you know, a constant pulse. So, you know, it does what it does, really, but keying in at the length that it does. You know, 11 minutes 26, the intro's like 3 minutes. It's, the refrains aren't that, you know, they don't really do anything for me that much. It's, yeah, it's, I probably prefer it to Brandenburg Gate if it was a little bit more truncated, but because it is such an expansive track, it, yeah, not for me really, but not awful, you know, but not necessarily the most standout thing I've heard from them. But again, Lulu is a bit of a mystery to me. Maybe this was be the best song. In retrospect, maybe this would be the worst song. Who knows? But as I say, I've not got too much really to share on this track personally. I've not got too much to say. You know, this isn't really kind of like my forte, I suppose, as well. But, I want to say, let me know what you think of this song. MetallicaPod@gmail.com, @MetallicaPod. It's lyrically, it kind of, you know, I'm a passionless wave upon the sea. Passion, I don't know, your love means zero to me. Do I cheat on thee? And it's just, it has a kind of Joycean quality where there is this kind of monomaniacal aspect. It's centered around, you can sort of almost envision the brainstormed, scribbled lyrics and stuff like that. And I like hearing Metallica go to these places. I just, maybe they needed Lou to hold their hand to go, because sonically it is different. I, you know, listen to the first 3 minutes of this track, especially. This is sort of territory they never ventured on. This is terra incognito, you know, to Metallica in an audible sense here. So for that, I will commend it. But overall, Cheat on Me, yeah, not one of the most striking numbers there. But yeah, get at me, comment at me, comment as well. Please send emails into the show, just about your experiences with the band. You know, as always, as I mentioned on Alf Metallica, we are living in the shadow of Metal Up Your Podcast, and you know, I'm jealous of those guys, mainly because they get so many emails. You know, so many people email into the show, and it's always cool to hear them read out. So yeah, if you email in, you know, don't necessarily come on, be on a song, just have you seen the band live, what do you think of the show, you know, are you enjoying the show, what should I change about the show, etc. I want to say thank you as well. Obviously this is a bit of a shorter episode because I don't have much to fucking say on Cheat on Me, to be honest with you. But yeah, I want to thank everyone that's been listening so far as well. From the bottom of my heart, you know, we are getting more and more subscribers, especially on the sort of the podcast itself is where we get the most listens, more than the YouTube, but it's good to have the YouTube up there as well, so please subscribe to that. But yeah, you know, the numbers are getting higher and higher. It's always really cool for me to see on Podbean, you can sort of see where it shows you the IP address in the country, so you can sort of work out who's, you know, if it's one person downloading. And often I'll see like 20, you know, one person downloading 20 episodes in one go. So I've just discovered the show, gone on a binge, which is what, you know, I do as well. I just discovered this Canadian podcast. I think it's called like The History of New Music or something like that. And it's mostly focused on like alternative stuff. They had a lot of Pearl Jam, Nirvana episodes, and it's really fucking good, actually. Really good podcast. So yeah, check that out if not. But it's cool to see. I should, you know, echo people going on binges. Please recommend the show to your Metallica friends, your heavy metal friends, your friends that are into long form musical criticism. This is Tom. Cheat on Me is probably the shortest episode we've done so far. There's just not that much to say. Maybe you can listen to it and let me know what you think of this song. There's something a bit Trent Reznor about it, but I kind of love Trent Reznor and I wouldn't want to insult him in that way. But yeah, this has been Tom, Alf Metallica. We will be back next week. I believe it's Confusion that we're doing off Hardwired, which is a song that's growing on me, actually. I'm interested to get into that. And we've got some great tracks coming up. Let's have a look at what's on the calendar. We've got Crash Course in Brain Surgery, Creeping Death coming very soon, Cyanide, Damage Inc., you know, Damage Case as well. Pretty much up until, once a thing, when we get in there, yeah. So we got a few months, you know, 2 or 3 months until we get to the end of the year. But I'm rambling now, as you can tell. I'm trying to fill time for no real reason, because podcasts don't have to have any defined length, do they? So yeah, Cheat on Me, comment below. This has been Tom, Alf Metallica. Thank you as always for listening. Check out our Patreon if you want to give back to the show, if you want to listen to our icon shows, our music video shows, Cliff and Wall. Of course, they're all going to go onto the channel, you know, in due course. But I'm just loving doing this podcast at the moment. I'm having a ball, you know, reviewing these songs, thinking of things that we can cover. If you want to, you know, if you have an idea for something you want to cover on the show, you know, literally get in touch with me. I want to review this concert. I want to, you know, do this, do that. I'm going to try and eventually get through everything. There's tons and tons of stuff this band have put out that are really, really fun to dissect. But yeah, there's been many, many goodbyes here. But this has been Tom, Alf Metallica. Thank you for listening. Peace.